So as we know, the president loves to give these campaign rallies, and they're basically taxpayer-funded re-election campaigns for President Trump, and he takes full advantage of it using taxpayer money, which is absolutely insidious. But recently, President Trump was in Colorado on behalf of Senator Cory Gardner there, who really needs the help. I mean, the poor guy is really in a battle, but I hope he loses the seat to a Democrat, naturally. But Donald Trump was there trying to help his buddy, Senator Cory Gardner. And the point is, the media doesn't really cover a lot of these campaign rallies anymore because they're nuts. I mean, there's a lot of crazy talk there, but every now and again, it's worth tuning into and hearing what the president says. Here's an example of some clips.
The thing falls over because the concrete was just poured. It's so
he's talking about the wall.
And it falls over.
Yeah.
And they make it sound like the wall fell down.
It did.
These are very, very dishonest people, but you know that.
You know what's dishonest is saying that it fell down because of wet concrete, because everybody and their mother knows that once you pour concrete, it's pretty darn solid after a day. And it's a problem if you pour concrete and take all the supports away and then it blows down immediately. I mean, something's not right there, right? Somebody doesn't know what they're doing. You would think he would. I mean, he's a builder. And then he went on to say this.
While the socialist Democrats are trying to destroy American health care.
What a joke.
And trying to destroy your Social Security. That will happen with me.
Yes, it will.
My administration is protecting your Social Security.
Wrong.
Your Medicare.
Wrong.
And is fighting to give you great, great health care.
Well, that's a joke.
Already done a good job.
No, you haven't. And actually, you're trying to sue right now to end the Affordable Care Act, which has provided health care for millions of Americans who would actually, a lot of those Americans would be dead right now if they didn't have the Affordable Care Act, Mr. President. No thanks to you. Every chance that you've had, you've been trying to kill the Affordable Care Act. You've done nothing but try to destroy healthcare. And you know what the worst part of it is? You've got nothing to replace it with. You're trying to destroy it, and you've got nothing behind it to put in. You haven't even put pen to paper to try to figure out if there's another plan, which I don't even want to see the other plan because I know it's just going to be a mess. It's going to be watered down coverage. And the one thing he didn't mention in that little talk was he didn't mention anything about Medicaid because he's really trying to tear that apart. In fact, there's a rule that they're trying to pass right now called the Medicaid Fiscal Accountability Rule. And there's at least 14 states, many of them which are conservative states. They don't even want to pass the rule because it's going to defund a lot of what Medicaid is doing. And when you defund it, you're denying coverage to people. So it's just endless with this president, the litany of lies. And then he went on to say this.
They devalued their currency and they pumped money in.
We talking about China.
It, despite the fact that these guys, they like to say they did, we didn't pay for it. And I'll tell you what, China came to the table and we made a deal that's great for us. And hopefully it's great for them.
You just think you made a deal. If you haven't addressed the currency manipulation that China does in the background, then you have no deal, Mr. President, because as soon as you make a deal that raises the tariffs, they'll drop the currency to account for that. I mean, you can't see this? That's not a deal. Unless you address the currency, you don't have a deal.
Down for the farmers. They've been great. Although I have been helping you, I gave you a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
I gave you a lot of money, $16 billion one year, $12 billion from the year before. I took it out of the tariff, so we had a lot left over.
That's called socialism, Mr. President. That's another bit of socialism. So tax cuts for the rich, you've got corporate welfare, and now you're trying to socialize farming by giving them billions of dollars. They don't want your social money. They don't want to be socialist. They just want a fair price for their grains. I mean, that's all they want. You've complicated this whole thing. You think you're taking it out of the tariffs, which is just a joke because that raises the prices to the American consumer. So that money that you're giving to the farmers is coming out of the increased prices that the American consumer is paying. And then on the other hand, you've got China dropping the currency rate to account for it so they don't lose. They're still selling it. My God, it's just endless with this president. But every now and again, you've got to listen to what cray-cray talk is happening at these taxpayer-funded rallies. And moving from the insanity of that presidential speech, I'd like to introduce you to Rush Limbaugh. And evidently, Rush has got a huge problem with gay people. And here's the clip. Listen to this.
A political ad where Mayor Pete
Mayor Pete.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Going on and on and on and on and on about how parents in America are struggling to explain President Trump to their children. And then I happen to see this.
They're kissing. Oh, my God.
Now.
Chastin and Peter kissing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What are you shaking your head at in there? You think. I mean, what, natural conclusion. So he says Trump causes problems for parents. What about that? If you're not watching on the Ditto Cam, what it is a picture of Mayor Pete kissing his husband.
And I can't believe it.
He
oh
does
my God.
Frequently.
And it kills me. He just can't handle it. I mean, you talk about somebody that's living in the 50s. This is not making America great again. Going back to that sort of thinking. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.